It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Another opportunity. We do this every Friday to take a look at local real estate and the impacts of the national data that is shifting. Shane Mast in. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good on a Friday. What's new in the world of real estate in Douglas County?
All right. Well, I have to start with national first. We talked last week a little bit about some dates to consider, and one of them was today was jobs report. Came out this morning. So there were some news reports coming out earlier in the week, basically that they were thinking the jobs report was going to be better than was originally supposed to be. So it's kind of a weird thing, but the better the jobs report is, the higher interest rates are going to go, because right now the Federal Reserve is trying to stay off inflation, and the better the economy is doing, the more jobs, the more money we're spending, the higher the inflation. So it was actually a lower than expected jobs report, still good, something like 330,000 jobs added to the United States, but they were, which was supposed to be 350, so it was a little lower. But people were saying, oh, I think it's going to be like 370,000, and actually made our rates bump up to 6.2 by the end of the day yesterday. But this lower-than-expected jobs report that came out just a couple hours ago, rates have already gone down 0.2%, so it's sitting right flat at about 6% based on this report. The next thing we got to look for as far as big national dates is going to be September 13th. Is when the new inflation numbers come out. These will be the inflation numbers for August, and then the Federal Reserve will meet again on September 21st. But rates, yeah, kind of went crazy this week, up, and now they're trending down again. It seems like I say this every week, either they're trending up or they're trending down, but they're definitely moving.
It seems like the reaction is fairly swift. I mean, if you've already got these kinds of changes, mm-hmm. when the report's only been out a couple hours.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So there's some sites that only update their rates once a week, but there's a couple sites. Mortgage News Daily is one of the best ones that uses actual rate sheets from lenders in real time. So it will change throughout the day, Monday through Friday, and it's super interesting to watch. It can get addicting, actually. Well, if you're a real estate nerd, it can get really addicting to keep an eye on that. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see how it goes up and down. And so if hopefully nobody locked their rate yesterday, that was the highest day of rate since June 14th, where it hit 6.28. But today, like I said, they're about 6.01 right now. But yeah, super quick movement. The other thing is, it's the beginning of September. So I pulled stats for August, and I was anticipating about a 5 or 6% average price reduction from July to August, and then this last week there ended up being a lot of lower priced homes that closed kind of in the 11th hour of August. So we actually went from average sale price of 371, and this is local Douglas County, 371,000. The average for August, 334,000. So it actually went down 9.9% for average sale price in 1 month. Now, that's not going to sustain. It's not going to go down another 10%, all the way down to 300 next month. It'll probably be more like a 2 or 3% either up or down. The average right now pending price is somewhere around $341,000 list price. And those will probably close about 335-ish. So it'll probably stay about the same. But that's a pretty significant drop from August to from July to August, 10%.
Wow. And obviously that makes a difference for both buyers and sellers.
Yes, it does. And then so buyers are finally getting the price reductions, and dropping down to an average sale price of 334 doesn't take us back too far. That was the average sale price like in April. So sellers don't need to panic. The market's not just completely falling apart for price, but it is a sign that we have reached our peak and we're coming down the other side. So buyers, the longer you wait, they're probably going to get lower and lower depending on what rates do. And sellers, the longer they wait, they're probably going to get a little bit less money. But if they're selling and buying in the same market, it's generally a wash. If you sell in a high market, you know, you're gonna get an inflated price for your house and pay an inflated price for the other house. If you sell in a lower market, you're going to get less for your house, but you're also going to pay less. So people that are selling and buying in the same market tend to do okay regardless of what the market is.
What are we looking at right now in terms of the inventory?
Inventory has been pretty flat. There's 347 houses available in Douglas County right now that are active that you could go look at today and put an offer in on. And we peaked out in mid-July about only like 365. That was, I think we had one day where we had 370. So it's been pretty steady. Last week was 348. The week before that was 348. The week before that was 358. So there seems to be a pretty balanced number of houses coming on the market, number of houses selling right now.
And are they, is this spread throughout all of the county, or are there some areas where more higher percentage of homes are available?
It's pretty much countywide. If you look in each of the areas, they're all kind of having the same stagnant, you know, 10 coming on, 10 going off. So, yeah, it's pretty countywide. And in fact, it's really state and nationwide. All if you look at all these areas, the inventory was going up really quickly, and now it's kind of flattened over the last month or so.
Now, I know you guys put a lot of effort into training. Talk about the reasoning for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the market is just so volatile right now. It changes so much. Just knowing your stats and knowing where your interest rates are really is going to help your clients out, so because they don't do this for a living. So they're not going to be out there and know all the intricate details about the market and the interest rates, and even waiting 2 days for this certain meeting is going to do to their interest rates. So we do that for you so that we can kind of look out for you and know when the right time to pull the trigger either on buying or pull the trigger on listing is. And so, yeah, we're constantly doing that, 4 trainings a week. And like I said, we love to do it, and we do it for a living, so you don't have to.
And I know that you're getting ready to move downtown, right?
Yeah, we actually made the move. So on Sunday, we had about 20 agents come up to our Garden Valley office. We had like 4 trucks and trailers, 5 trucks and trailers. And we moved over there in 2 hours, although since then we've just been putting it together. We have construction going on. We had our first walk-in, which is nice because we hadn't even announced the move. But we moved to 603 Southeast Jackson Street downtown, kind of right next to Gathering Grounds and the chiropractor on Jackson. And yeah, one thing is I might gain a lot of weight because there's a lot of good restaurants within walking distance down there.
Well, and it gives you an opportunity to have more space, right?
Yeah, we went from about 1,400 square feet to about 5,000 square feet. So a lot more space and more private areas for people, clients to come in and meet without, you know, being in the big hubbub of the office. So, yeah, it's a really good move for us. And I can't wait for graffiti weekend being on Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. Absolutely. So if people want to get connected with you, talk about why it's important. I mean, with all these things going on, why it's important to have a real estate professional, whether you're buying or selling.
Yeah, I think 100%. The average sale price is, I believe it's something somewhere around 12 or 13% if you use a realtor versus selling it yourself. So if you're selling a home yourself, just for money reasons, because you don't want to pay for a real estate professional, you generally are going to actually get less for your home in the end, way less than it would cost to, you know, the 5 or 6% listing commission than if you did it yourself. But besides that, just the professional knowledge that an agent's going to bring to the table, not only in negotiating your price, but also in negotiating, probably the bigger one is negotiating repairs. Because we do this every day, and we know what's common, what's normally asked for, what's normally not asked for. But someone selling their house by themselves, that maybe it's their first time selling it by yourself, or second, or even third. Even if you've sold 10 of them, you know, we sell hundreds of these things, and we'll be able to get you a better deal.
All right, Shane Mast there from Oregon Life Homes. It's 9 o'clock.